Gentlemen, that concludes this evening's business.
Yeah. Sir, the issue is...
Hello?
Yes.
The process is this, and when the final decision is a written decision, anybody can appeal that. So you have to wait for that appeal period to expire before it's considered final, because somebody could challenge it.
Okay.
So that's why we say it's at your risk.
Do we still have to keep that sign out in front of the place?
No.
Okay.
And the process is that once the finding of facts are written, which usually takes a month or so.
45 days.
45 days. Then there's a period that it can be appealed up to 60 days.
Uh-huh.
So to give you some idea of how long that would be.
So we're talking maybe September?
The rest of the summer.
Yeah, rest of the summer.
As long as we can do it in the fall.
Yeah.
That would be good.
And then Sounds good, sir. Send you like a permit then, or must you come and get that?
Then you'll have to come and get your permit.
Yeah.
Yes. They'll notify you, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Really. All right, gentlemen, we'll move on to old business, and we have got one case under old business, and that was case number 11,781. That was tabled on our last meeting by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Hudson. So, Mr. Mills, I will turn the floor over to you. And this was for a 12 or 20 deck.
I think I tabled it just because there wasn't a
There was a second motion. To the motion, but yep, yeah. So...
I think we we also decided there that the variance is not 6.13 tenths, it's 1.3 tenths, is that correct?
That's what I've got down now.
Using the encroachment of the
5 foot.
5 foot?
Yep.
Is that correct?
I'm double checking, okay. But I'm... believe it's actually the 6 and not the 1.3.
I think the issue there, Mr. Rickard, was there was a differing rear yard setback between the covenants and the code. That was the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be a 6.13 variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback.
That's what we need. Right.
That's what they have asked for.
Okay.
But then it said the request is noted is for the 1.13 foot encroachment in the projected setback for open
decks. Right. They were off by 5 feet because, again, a deck can encroach 5 feet, so they did the math of it encroaching 5 feet, so they only needed the 1.3. But the way the board has always looked at it, it is from the rear yard setback, which is actually the 6.13.
Once you're exceeding the allowance, then we...
That is how the board has looked at these in the past. So, right. So while it is only going 1.3 feet beyond what is permitted for a deck, from the entire structure, it is 6.13 feet. Right.
That way it's clear in the future how far.
Okay. All right, then. So it is then now the 6.13.
Correct.
Okay, then. So is there any, discussion then on that?
We did ask, it's a 12 by 20, correct?
Yep, 12 by 20 deck.
12 by 20 deck?
Yep.
I don't think that's unreasonable there.
It wasn't clear by the applicant, since the applicant's Berica Homes and the surveyor.
Right, the surveyor, if we remember.
Set the pin.
12 by 16.
So we know it wasn't on that, and it wasn't, you know.
I don't believe it.
And they've heard a gentleman testify, you know, they wasn't at the intended for it to be there in the setback, and they put in place measures so that it won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
The applicant testified to that, and this was the first time. So, I don't have a problem with it, really.
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Hudson?
No problem.
Mr. Mills?
Good.
Mr. Horton?
No problem.
Then if the board's ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion then. For a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,781.
Okay.
They've gone through all the criteria for a variance on the previous meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with the shape of the lot is the only place where they can put their the survey, they put their septic field. So this would make them have to put, you know, their deck or anything like that on the back of their place near the lagoon. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I'm trying not to cough. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe that the difficulty is the field that they need for the sewage. And the variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah. You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,781. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,781 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, indeed, gentlemen. Gentlemen, that is all that we have for this evening. We have our three cases that were tabled. So if there's no other business before us.
Well, I wish everybody a happy, happy Fourth.
That's what I was getting to say. We want to have a happy and safe, definitely safe Fourth of July.
Well, I guess everybody's family will get together and.
Yep.
Remember, no fireworks in Sussex County.
There's fireworks all the time in Sussex.
But mortars? Okay.
Huh?
No mortars.
Go to my house?
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen. Okay. Then we're open for adjournment.
Bob, you want to say, bud?
I don't want you.
Yeah, oh.
You don't want to say, bud? Could you imagine everybody walking up to my house with five cats? I'd turn them loose on you.
Oh.
Let me.
We'll take care of them.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The meeting is adjourned, subject to call.